Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Tuesday, the 5th of January. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, there are problems with the hotel that the Australian Open is planning to use to quarantine their athletes. And we'll have a look into the NBA, where Steph Curry has gone and scored his most ever points in a game. We had the finals of the Women's National Bowls yesterday. And in the cricket, we have news from the New Zealand versus Pakistan test, South Africa versus Sri Lanka test, and also the Super Smash action as well. This is your best way to start the day up to all of the important sports news, and let's crack on straight on into it then. Over in the Australian Open, they were planning on using the Western Melbourne to quarantine all of the tennis players, but the owners of the 36 penthouse apartments there have raised a legal challenge about using that building, saying that it's an unacceptable health risk to them and the broader community. They say that there's been a lack of consultation in choosing this hotel for to be used, and some of the owners of the penthouse apartments are full-time occupants, and they say, look, they even though they have access or ownership of 30% of the communal areas, they were not consulted. Players are going to have a 14-day quarantine, but they will be allowed to leave the hotel once a day for 5 hours for practice and treatment. You'd obviously assume that those that where they go and practice will be part of their bubble or part of the quarantined area. So some issues there for the Australian Open to sort out with the players due to arrive in just 10 days time. So that needs to be sorted out pretty quickly, let's be honest. In the bowls, and congratulations to Nicole Toomey, who won the women's singles title. She beat Mandy Boyd in the final 21-18. So congratulations to her on that win. There'll be the men's pairs will be today, and today the women's pairs kicks off. So we'll keep you up to date with how that progresses in that one as well. Moving on to the NBA then, and Stephen Curry, scored is over 60 points, being the second oldest player at 32 to score over 60 points. The oldest player was Kobe Bryant, who was 37. He scored a career high 62 points as the Golden State Warriors beat the Portland Trail Blazers 137 to 122 in that one. Also around the grounds, the Lakers beat the Grizzlies 108 to 94 as well yesterday. Today, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be back in action as the Pelicans take on the Pacers. And that game is due to start at 2 p.m. New Zealand time. Obviously, we'll keep you, we'll bring you the result of that game tomorrow. Moving on to the cricket and in the Super Smash, we had two games yesterday. The Central Hinds took on the Northern Spirits in a rain-reduced match of just 10 overs each. The Hinds put on 68 for 2 in their 10 overs. And the Northern Spirit scored 72 for 1 with just one ball remaining. So a tight win there for the Northern Spirit. The Hinds were led by Dodd, who scored 38, not out of 30 balls. For the Spirits, Halliday top scored with 27 off 30. But really was Gurney with 24 off just 16 balls that gave him impetus towards that final total. In the men's event, they managed to get through the full 20 overs with the Central Stags posted 117 for 9 in their innings. Really, no one got going with wickets falling at regular intervals. Hampton, with 3 wickets, led the bowling attack. For the Northern Knights then, they got off to a decent start as Clark scored 24 of just 12 balls there to get them going. Captain Devich saw it out at the end there with 35 off just off 22 balls with partnerships with Cooper and Hampton in that one to see them home with the 2 overs and a bit to spare in that one. So the Northern Knights have now got their first victory of the season, meaning that the Auckland Aces are the only team to not have on the men's competition to have not won a game yet in that one. At the top of the table still is the Wellington Firebirds with 3 wins from 3 games, being chased by Canterbury, who have also won, got a perfect record with 2 wins from their 2 games as well. On the women's side, the Central Hinds are bottom of the table without a win yet, but the Northern Spirits 3 wins and a loss, top of the table. Auckland Hearts in second with 2 wins and a loss, and the interesting ones is going to be Canterbury Magicians. They've only played 2 games so far with 1 win and an abandon, seeing them currently in 4th place. If they win their games in hand, they will go top of the table in that one. Over in South Africa, and this test match is not going to go the length. That's for certain. Sri Lanka were bowled out for 157 in their first innings. Pereira at the top of the order scored 60, but everyone else really struggled in the conditions. Naught with the 6 wickets led the bowling attack. In reply, South Africa were bowled out for 302. Elgar at the top there, scoring 127. 137. When you think that they were at 218 for 2, to be all out for 302 really would have been disappointing for the South Africans. 5 batsmen only made single figures. And it really was just that stand between Elgar and van der Dussen. Those are the only 2 batsmen who really managed to sort of get themselves in the scoring runs. They both got out in consecutive balls, which really didn't help things, clearly. There you go. It's consecutive overs, not consecutive balls. For the bowling on the Sri Lanka, Fernando took 5 wickets in that one for 101 runs. In reply, and Sri Lanka still trail. Sri Lanka just lead by 5 runs now, but they've lost 4 wickets already. They're 150 for 4 in their second innings. There's having a captain's knock at the top of the order though, with Karan Tarane scoring 91 and not out. But unfortunately, he's lost partners throughout, with 3 batsmen just getting 1, 0, and 1, showing how difficult it is to get in. So once you get in, you really have to make the most of it there. Sri Lanka in a lot of trouble in that game. Ngidi, with three wickets, leads the way for Sri Lanka, led the way for the bowlers for South Africa there, who are in the box seat. Here in New Zealand, and we've got the second test between New Zealand and Pakistan. Pakistan were put into to bat on the first day. You'll remember scoring 297 with Azhar Ali with 93 leading the way, and Carl Jameson with five wickets in response for New Zealand. In the New Zealand's first innings, Pakistan would have been happy to have reduced New Zealand to 3 for 71, as Latham was out for 33, Blundell for 16, and Ross Taylor for 12. But that's as good as it got then, as a big stand partnership by Williamson and Nichols saw them through to the end of the day to be at 286, just 11 runs behind Pakistan, but more importantly, still with seven wickets in hand. Kane Williamson finished the day at 112 not out, and Henry Nichols on 89 not out. So big stand, a big 200, a double century stand there between those two, really has put New Zealand in the box seat for that in that test match. Clearly, still three more days to go in that one, but a lot of batting for Pakistan really to save this one. You've got to think. Don't forget that I'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. here with the morning sports briefing, and join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Driving Mall show, where we'll be having a look at what is going to happen with the Lions tour, with the speculation that that might not that it might not be able to go ahead in South Africa with the whole COVID situation. So you've now started your day the best way, up to all the important sports news. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places.